Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. Author and professor Makaran Paranjabe wrote an article titled "Communal Harmony Needs Sabka Prayas. Indian Muslims Also Have a Part to Play." I am Yamkamla Longkumar and I bring you the podcast version of this article. Last week, I wrote about the senselessness and infrastructureness of JCB bulldozer justice. My remarks: it would be evident were addressed more to those who seemed in favor of it, if not actually responsible for delivering it. Yesterday was Eid. What could be a better occasion to think about how to move forward and work for good Hindu-Muslim relations in the Republic, especially for the so-called minority community to whom I now turn to rather than target? My premise is simple. The onus of communal harmony and peace cannot be solely upon the majority community. What can Indian Muslims do to ensure that relations are restored and mended, instead of frayed and fractured, instead of victimhood or retaliatory violence? What might be a better way forward for a crossroads such as the Ram Navami riots? First of all, accept that politics of appeasement, whether in exchange of votes or support of the ruling order, is a thing of the past. At least in Bharatiya Janata Party ruled states, as long as this is the party in power at the center. Now, the aim would not to invite, let alone provoke, aggression or assault. Expecting special treatment and enforcing some of the most retrogressive tendencies in one's own culture in the name of religious pity or prestige is an equally bad idea. Why not instead embrace reforms, rationality, progress, education, and prosperity? More to the point, the recent incidents attacking Shobha Yatras or festive procession is a really bad idea. Listening to those who wish to organize or incite such hostile or rancorous reception to Hindus in so-called Muslim neighborhoods is worse. Stoning bricks, stones, and other deadly projectiles is a culpable offense leading to prison terms. What to do instead? Why not ask the local leadership to get in touch with the processionist, invite them to the community house, even mosque, to have tea and biscuits or even share korma and kheer? If Hindus can celebrate Eid, why can't Muslims celebrate Ram Navami? By the way, this is not something new or radical. It has happened in the past and can be resorted to in the future. Hostility can be overcome with hospitality. Mindless assertion, whether in dress or other practices, is unnecessary for preservation of identity. Never listen to those, especially politicians from other parts of the country, or opposition parties who wish to exploit the situation for their own gains. They come in from the outside only to leave exploiting the situation. Instead, call the local MLA or MP, whether from BJP or otherwise, whether Hindu or Muslim, to broker and ensure peace. Put the burden of peace on politicians and religious leaders, instead of succumbing to their provocations or incitements. Distrust so-called secularist Hindus who spin a narrative of Muslim victimhood. Instead, read the history of the conquest of non-Muslim lands by Muslim armies. Understand the nature of these invasions and their aftermath, including the conversion, enslavement, and genocide of local populations, the destruction of their places of worship, their palaces or monuments. If there is any truth in charges of vandalism or mass murder, never resort to denialism or rationalism. Instead, ask if such acts, whether ever their historical context, can be endorsed, supported, even countenanced today. If not, dissociate, even disown such histories as not worth espousing or promoting. Highlight and share contrary instances, whether evident, of Muslims and Hindus working together for shared goals and causes. Plenty of such instances may be found, not only in recent history, but from the very beginning of the contact between Hindus and Muslims. By the same token, Hindu activists should quit blaming today's Muslim for the alleged sins of their ancestors. If most Indian Muslims are actually Hindu converts, as many claim, then they too were victims of these invasions, not aggressors. The circumstances in which individuals, families, and entire communities went over to Islam may be examined, even written about in new histories. Seeing the economic, political, and cultural failure of Pakistan as a theologically legitimated modern Islamic state, Indian Muslims have long ago decided that was not the model to emulate. Pakistan became the destination of choice for subcontinent Muslims. After the birth of Bangladesh as an independent nation with more moderate, culturally nationalist version of Islam, Indian Muslims have even less reason to have any Pakistan envy, especially now, given how successful Bangladesh is economically, having taken over its erstwhile parent and now subcontinental rival Pakistan. There is little chance for Indian Muslims to embrace any model of being Muslims. Whether it is Arab, Afghan, Pakistani, Bangladeshis, or even Malaysian or Indonesian, other than the Indian one. What then is the best option? Simply join the Indian national mainstream, rather than hoping for and persisting in maintaining a separate identity, almost a nation within a nation. What this actually means is hitching one's wagon to the Indian story, as respected, albeit in the eyes of some members of the majority. Junior partners. There is no shame, sorrow, or humiliation in such a position. For the Hindu majority, such reapproachment is equally necessary and profitable for national well-being and progress. It is the prosperity partnership based on mutual trust, respect, and loyalty to the nation that will benefit all those who consider themselves Indians. On their part, the majority must incentivize and encourage such partnerships by ensuring the dignity and safety of those who opt for it. Some give and take in the short term, along with sincerity and generosity in the long run, will do the trick. After all, isn't that true meaning of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, and Sabka Prayas? A new covenant between Hindus and Muslims in India is the urgent need of the hour. Let's work to make this happen for the larger public and national good. Thank you so much for listening to the Print Pod. We will soon be back with another episode.